The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back or to the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, all right? I like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome, as well as a variety of what the fuck moments. Yep, that's what we do here. Paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and even some interesting random ass topics I come across online. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And if you're new here, thank you so much for giving my pod a shot. I appreciate that. Have a look at the titles of my past episodes, and I do believe that you will enjoy the random that I've laid out for you. And think of it as an audible variety show, joining on the silly. So I was looking at my Apple Podcast to see if I had gotten any more reviews on there, and I had no new reviews, but I did notice that we currently have 192 episodes of the Professionally Silly Podcast. And that's a lot. Like, that's a lot. And I didn't do what a lot of people do when they have their podcast for a certain amount of time. Oh, our 25th episode, our 50th, our 100th. I didn't do that because I didn't think about it. Kind of regret it now. But if we make it to 200, I'm gonna have to get a cake or something. I feel like that's any excuse to drop this imaginary diet that I'm not actually on. And give me a big ass ice cream cake and eat that by myself in the dark, topless, while watching Law and Order or something. I don't know. Look, don't judge me by the things that I do. Anyway, so 192 episodes. That's interesting. This would be the 193rd episode, I believe. So I'm really excited about that. Look at us growing and doing things. Okay. Anyways, this week has been amazing. So, okay. This is so great. So I got to meet my nephew, Tristan, for the first time. He's 3 years old and full of energy. And I officially feel old. I thought I felt old before. I feel hella old now, okay? This kid, this kid is so freaking adorable. I love him so much. He was running laps around me. And I mean that literally. Like, he literally ran around me. Like, so... It's so crazy. This kid has so much energy. Okay, so get this. I'm in my room and I'm trying to edit my next YouTube video, right? And my cousin Marcus, his dad, surprised us and brought him up from Savannah to Atlanta to visit us. And he was born right around the time COVID was getting started. COVID was just like putting on his gloves like, all right, I'm coming in, you know? Anyway, so our side of the family didn't really get a chance to meet him. Now, from what I understand, his mother is a bit of an emotional handful. I've never met this woman, but I can say about the things that I've heard, I was kind of surprised that I got to see Tristan at all, honestly, you know? But like I said, I haven't met her yet. And, you know, I just heard some stories, but I better learn to like her because she got herself an awesome kid who calls me Auntie Amber. Well, he calls me Auntie. And I've never been an auntie before. This is a lovely experience. I was raised as an only child, so I don't have any siblings. You know what I'm saying? But I got to say, my cousin Marcus and my cousin Chris, the two of them, they have kind of become my brothers. You know, we're all family. you know, but they've become my brothers. We've gotten very close, you know what I'm saying? So I'll take auntie because it's the only way I'm going to get it. So there's no other way to do it. Anyway, this three-year-old has the vocabulary of like an eight-year-old. I swear, this kid is smart as hell. And I'm not just saying this because he's my nephew. He was like, look, auntie, it's a pterodactyl. And I was like, what? Now, mind you, okay, he's pointing at the TV because he loves dinosaurs. Okay, we were watching dinosaurs on TV. But he knew exactly which dinosaur it was. He knew the difference between a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Triceratops. And he didn't say T-Rex like the rest of us lazy assholes. It's Tyrannosaurus Rex, damn it, and he'll correct you. No, it's not T-Rex, it's Tyrannosaurus Rex. I was like, okay, there are adults who can't say these words. Stop it. Talking about pterodactyl. Get the fuck out of here. Mind you, when I was sharing the story, I was like, let me see what a pterodactyl looks like. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. You know, I think it's been a while. I think it's been like, I don't know, the last time I saw Jurassic Park was around the first one that came out a while back. I ain't seen the new one. I know there's so many movies I haven't seen. I get judged on it all the time. I have not seen any of the Transformer movies, any of the Lord of the Ring movies, any of the, what's that dude with the little white kid with the magic? I keep wanting to say Harriet Tubman, but that is not it. Harry Potter, son of a bitch. The two are, they're slightly different. They're slightly different. But yeah, I haven't seen a lot of movies and I get a lot of shit for it. Anyways, mind you, he's pointing at the TV because he knows exactly what kind of dinosaur it is. Look, auntie, it's pterodactyl, you know. And little man, oh, check this. A little man was riding in the car with me and pointed out a construction site because he saw, you know, a bitch of big ass trucks, right? Which he loves. He fucking loves trucks. He goes, auntie, trucks, you know, and he pointed at this yellow and black machine as we're driving by the construction site. And he says, look, auntie, excavator. And I was like, what the fuck? That's very specific, you know. Now, my dumb ass wasn't sure if he was right or not. You know, I only knew what a bulldozer was. And the one with the big wreck, and the one with the big wrecking ball. You know that one with the big wrecking ball? And honestly, if it wasn't for Miley Cyrus, I wouldn't know what that part is. On second thought, if the entire machine is not called wrecking ball truck or machine, then I only know what a bulldozer is. So, well, like what they're called, you know? So when we get home, I decided to Google it because I was kind of curious. And I'll be damned, little man was right. It was an excavator. And am I smarter than a three-year-old? No, I don't think so. Let's see, what else is going on in my life besides a three-year-old that's entered it? I was finally able to post the part two of my paranormal investigation movie video that I made on YouTube when I went to the cemetery. It was a lot of fun. My cousin Chris took me and we were surrounded by spirits, like legit. For those of you who are wondering, what the fuck, this is your first time listening, I'm also a part-time paranormal investigator. I have two YouTube channels. One of them is called Professionally Silly, like the podcast, but it's not at all like the podcast. I just kept the same names because I knew it'd be easier to find, you know. And also, the other channel I have is called Paranormal Blacktivity. Okay, so this is the channel where I take my black ass, put my black card on the line, and I go to haunted locations, and I try to find out if these places are actually haunted. And it's a very interesting series that I started. And the reason I like it so much, it's like my baby, you know, my creative baby, is because there are not a lot of black paranormal investigators out there. There isn't. And if there are, I have only come across one, that show called Ghost Brothers. So it's me and them, as far as I know. I don't know. But they have a budget. I'm paying for everything myself, which means, you know, editing all the videos. Oh God, I'm exhausted all the time. Anyway, I got part two of my first paranormal investigation in a cemetery at night. And it was It was crazy. We were able to communicate with spirits and everything. With my Necrophonic app, we can verbally communicate with them so they can respond back and we can hear them. With my K2 meter, which was like going insane. Like, I know I use the word insane a lot, but it was insane. It was insane. So my paranormal black activity channel will be having more videos in the future, and I'm really excited to share my interestingly creepy experiences with you guys. So subscribe to the Paranormal Black Activity YouTube channel and watch me put my black card on the line. Like, my black card stays on the line on this channel. I've lost a lot of friends. My friend's like, why are you doing all that white shit? Hey, it's only white because y'all too scared to do it. That's it. Not me, not I. Let's go talk to some spirits. Oh my goodness.
So, ghost hunting. And these are my favorites. Lego.
Oh shit, Chris.
Oh shit.
Look at it.
The meter's going off. Crazy, right?
Holy shit. Who's doing that? Who's making the meter go off like that?
Right, who's touching the meter? Because I feel you.
I want you to do me a favor and make a noise.
What you doing? Why the fuck would you say that?
I want you to make a noise that we can distinctly hear.
No. What the fuck are you doing?
He is taking me to another cemetery, which I didn't know about that. That is creepy as fuck. You wanted to do this.
So this is like a Confederate cemetery.
Anything?
Oh, but I got the creepiest feeling, man. It's like somebody's watching me, bro.
If you're here and you want to speak with us right now is the time. I know there's someone nearby. It's fluctuating.
Amber?
Yeah.
Sounds like someone just walked around.
I thought that was you walking.
What is my name? How many of you are there around us right now?
Oh, it's God. A lot. There's a lot. How many? What's going on, professionally silly listeners? I have to share something amazing with you guys that is super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Now, they are a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Now, Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created the most potent CBD cigarette out there. So if you're interested in CBD cigarettes and or you may be interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, then this is for you. Check out their Instagram at Vance Global, VANCE, then the word global, and then take a look at the merchandise and see if there's something there that you want to purchase. And make sure that you use the coupon code SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post their link tree down below in the show notes of this episode. Was my newest Paranormal Blacktivity trailer to two videos I put up, part one and two of my first cemetery investigation at night. I will be sure to go ahead and put the links to those two videos down in the description box. Make sure you go ahead and check out the rest of the Paranormal Blacktivity videos I have on here. as well as the Paranormal Black Activity playlist, because I started the series on my first channel, Professionally Silly. So there's like 10 videos on that channel that I could not get on the new one for some reason. It was a pain in the ass. But the videos are there on YouTube, and they're a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and get into the episode here. Last week, we talked about terrifying stories that happened to people who were at home alone. We had a group of people who were home alone, and things that scare us the most, everyday people like you and me, actually happened to these people. Those horrifying items, the fear that someone is there to hurt you, the strange sound you hear that you can't quite make out, and you tell yourself it's the wind or the house is just settling or whatever you tell yourself. And these stories that I shared last week, it wasn't the wind, baby. It wasn't the wind. Okay? So make sure you go ahead and check that out if you haven't heard that episode yet. It was terrifying and fun at the same time. It was a good time. Today, we're gonna do something with a little different vibe. We're gonna go with a fun vibe in today's episode. We're gonna discuss some I got too high stories. Yeah, and let me tell you, I've been there, all right, a few times in my life. I'm not gonna lie. Those moments where the weed just hit a little too hard. Now, living in Los Angeles, I lived there for 7 years, and marijuana is legal there. So I had a lot of accidental experiences, I must say. And some of them, I say a lot of accidental experiences, but most of them were purposeful. It was on purpose. I got fucked up on purpose. Anyways, I found a few hilarious stories that I can't wait to share with you guys. Because okay, let me start with this. I remember I once got so lifted with a friend of mine. We got so high. We had a 30-minute conversation about the differences between slushies, slurpees, and icies. Yep, it was a deep and insightful conversation. We smoked some good shit that night. We did. It was a great night. But yeah, I tell you what. Listen, from what I understand, icies, you know, they're thicker, more ice in them things. Slurpees, I guess that kind of gives you more of a smoothie. Oh, I forgot all about fucking smoothies. God, shit. Shit. Somebody tell me in the Professionally Silly pod group on Facebook or on the at It's Pro Silly Twitter page. Let me know what the differences are between those four. We're going to throw smoothies in there. Smoothies, slushies, slurpees, and icies. What's the difference between them, and which one is your favorite? Let's talk about it. This is important information. But before we get started in today's episode, let me remind you once more, if you guys have any of your own horrifying moments, I got too high stories, confessions, paranormal stories, embarrassing stories, what have you, send them in. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Okay, I talk about a variety of topics here, so join in on the silly. Your story might actually be what lights my candle to that week's episode topic, so send them in. Don't be shy. Also, if you would like to show your support for this podcast, you can do so now by leaving a 5-star review and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. I want to thank you guys so much for hanging out with me this week, and if you're new, hope you come back. So why don't we go ahead and get into these I got too high stories. So this first story is coming from BuzzFeed.com, and I love their random ass topics that they discuss. I do. You guys know I love random ass articles and websites like that. You guys, TheSmokingGun.com. BoardPanda.com, ThoughtCatalog.com, The Occult Museums. I'm in the dark shit. I am. I really am. I like it. But this episode is going to be so much fucking fun because there's no better story than that time you were so high or that time you were so drunk. And let's face it, this is what we do, man. We get fucked up with our friends. We sit around and we talk about other times we were fucked up. That's what I do. That's fun. I mean, if you've got some I was so fucked up stories, send those in. I want to do a podcast episode of your stories. listeners that would love to do that. And you can be anonymous. Just let me know in the email and I will not say your name. But I would love to hear your stories and to be able to share it with the rest of these awesome Pro Silly listeners. All right. So there's nothing like a freshman college story. That's going to be our first story. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's dig in. So it reads, my first year of college, my roommates and I decided to get stoned and watch Pineapple Express, of course. 10 minutes into the movie, my roommate turns to me with a confused look and says, why is it in German? Yep, we'd been watching the movie in a different language and neither of us realized it. It took us another 5 minutes to realize it wasn't German, but in fact, Spanish. Thank you, Joshua Vagatz. I don't know how to say your last name there. He shared that on BuzzFeed, and I love that. Bro, let me just start off by saying Pineapple Express was a fun fucking movie. I loved it, and I'm going to have to find it on one of my streaming platforms and watch it after I finish this recording this episode. Super excited about it. Secondly, how high do you have to be to not realize that the movie you're watching isn't even in your native language? Can we just talk about that? Also, can we discuss how German and Spanish sound completely different? I want to know the strain that they were smoking immediately, and I need to go out and find a way to get that into my system. I wish I was there for that one. I really. Why is it in German? Because it's in Spanish. That's funny. But I see, let me just say, I love Seth Rogen. Love him. You know, I'm a fan of James Franco, but then I kind of heard some stuff that's, you know, going on with him with sexual harassment or something. I don't know. I heard a rumor that Seth Rogen will no longer work with James Franco because of some allegations or something. Don't quote me on it. This is just something that I either read on Twitter or had a drunken conversation about. I don't really know, and I don't really care to look further into it. I just like Seth Rogen because he's funny. He's like a hilarious teddy bear. Love that guy. Let's go ahead and dig into this next one. This story is just, like, what do I even say? Like, they're like, you could say what the fuck it says, Amber. You could try that. Shut up, listeners. You don't tell me what to do. But I think that this person might have been a tad bit higher than the last. Once again, BuzzFeed.com came through for us. And okay, it reads, I was once so high, I stopped at a stoplight that only changed when a car was there and triggered it. I waited and waited. I thought, OMG, what the fuck is wrong with this stoplight? I scooted forward a bit and nothing. What the fuck? Until I realized that I was walking home and I was also on the sidewalk standing next to a stop sign a block away. I was waiting for a stoplight on foot a block away from me. R. Smith 042 shares a story on BuzzFeed. Okay, I can honestly say that I don't think I've ever been that fucked up. And if I ever did get that fucked up, I don't know. Maybe I blacked that out. Like, I just erased that memory from my subconscious. Like, it no longer exists. I don't think, but I do know this. If I were to take something, or I mean, like to smoke something or to drink something that would get me that high, I don't think I would leave my house. I would be home. It's safer there. Like, I would have done that embarrassing shit at home where it is safe. But I can definitely relate to being stuck at a stoplight that has taken way too long to turn green. Because, you know, well, you know what grinds my gears? It really sucks when something like that happens late at night. Like, the red light takes forever to turn green and it's late and there are no cars anywhere on the road but yours. It's the kind of shit that makes you feel like, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and run this red light. I'm just going to go ahead and make this right-hand turn. I mean, this left-hand turn. Fuck it. No one's going to stop me. And the moment you do, whoop, police right behind you. Driver, I'm going to shoot you dead, you know. Anyways, I'm one of those people who will sit there until the light turns green, unless I'm absolutely 180,000% sure there are no traffic cameras or cops or things like that, because a bitch don't need no ticket. And I'm terrified of being pulled over and having to pay for a ticket that I can't afford. One, that kind of sucks. Also, driving while black is terrifying enough, so I'm not going to draw any attention towards my person, if you will. But I also can't help but wonder, how long did this person stand near that stop sign before they realized what was happening? Before they realized, oh, I'm just high. I can keep walking. The stop sign's not going to turn green. This is a lot to process. Thank you, BuzzFeed. You always know what to give me. You really do. That's a lot. All right, shout out to someecards.com for this wonderful experience. It's a short story, but a good one. It's a good one. And it reads, "What's the highest thing you've ever done? One time, I put a cup of water in the microwave, and the cup was too tall to fit, so I dumped some of the water out and tried to put it back in because I thought that it would make it fit." That's how it works. If the content... Listen. If your cup or your bowl or your plate is too big to fit into the microwave, clearly the only way to make it fit is to take some of the contents that's in or on that dish and or plate slash cup bowl glass. Get rid of some of that, because I promise you, you pour out some of that water, your cup is magically going to get smaller and shorter, and it's going to fit in that microwave. That's physics, bitch. You didn't know that? That is some high ass behavior. But also, I can kind of see myself doing that. I do. Okay. I remember one time I was like super lit. Okay. I think I was in my early twenties, and I wanted some microwave popcorn, like, you know, the bag popcorn. I think it was some like Kroger brand name popcorn. It was good as shit. Oh my God. Anyways. So I love that brand, by the way, Kroger brand. Excellent. So I put the popcorn in the microwave, closed the door, and I waited for my buttery corn. Okay. About an hour passed, and I remembered that I wanted some popcorn because I think I was like watching like Rick and Morty or something. No, was I watching that? No, it was Family Guy. I'm always watching Family Guy. So I was watching Family Guy and I wanted my popcorn. So I went to retrieve the bag out of the microwave, and I forgot to press start. So instead of waiting 2 entire minutes for my bag of popcorn, I decided to make some frozen pizza in the oven, which definitely took a lot longer than the popcorn because I had to preheat the oven and, you know, get it to 450, you know. But I tell you what, it was the best pizza I ever had in my life at that moment. I was a fucking queen at that moment. It was the best. I'm sorry. Listen, frozen pizza hits. It slaps sometimes. It does. It really does. And I think one of my favorite brands of frozen pizza is Red Baron. Red Baron is a hell of a good frozen pizza. Tombstone can suck a dick, okay? DiGiorno is disgusting, all right? I'll eat it, though, if I'm high or fucked up enough or hungry enough. I'll eat it. I will. But if I have an option of a choice, it's going to be their Red Baron. Oh, have you guys had, what's that shit, California Pizza Kitchen frozen pizza? Oh, that shit's delish. It's the only pizza that's better than Red Baron when it comes to the frozen pizzas. I'm just telling y'all how it is. I'll fight you to the death if you disagree with me, because it's that serious. Anyways, I swear I'm not high right now. I promise. Like, I know it seems like I'm not. I'm not. I swear. And I'm really not, but I feel like you don't believe me. It's so frustrating when you're trying to convince someone that you're not something or that you are something and you're telling the truth, but you just sound unbelievable. Like, your tone is like, no, okay, you're fucking lying. It's like, I swear to God, I did this. This is the moment I'm having right now. Oh my God. Next story. Oh, jeez.
All right, yeah, it's... I know you guys don't believe me. Fuck you guys. How dare you judge me? This is my show, damn it. Oh, but I swear, I... Okay, moving on. There is nothing like the cartoons we grew up watching as kids. And that's the truth. And I'll stand by it, okay? Now, I saw the new Lion King, you know, with Beyonce and Donald Glover, which... I love them both. They're both amazing. Okay, Childish Gambino was actually like one of my favorite, song artists. Love the dude. Love Beyonce too, and I'm never gonna say otherwise. Otherwise, you know, the Beehive. I'm gonna be on a true crime podcast because the Beehive fucking killed me. I will never say anything against Beyonce ever, and I don't think you guys should either. And if you don't like Beyonce, keep that shit to yourself. Okay, because people take that shit personal. Anyways, I saw that Lion King movie with them, but the original Lion King was better to me. And I think it's because it's the nostalgia. I knew all the songs, most of the lines. You know, it's just, it reminds me of childhood, you know, and that's just how I feel about it. I feel the same way about Space Jam. The Space Jam with Michael Jordan, to me, was better because it's about the nostalgia. You know, it's about the memories that I had with that movie. You know, LeBron James is great. You know, he's a horrible actor, but a great ball player, you know. And there were a lot of good one-liners, a lot of adult moments in the new Space Jam where you were like, oh, that's hilarious. I probably wouldn't get that if I wasn't an adult, you know. But anyways, moving on. So, yeah, cartoons we grew up with as kids, they're always the best ones. And I think three of my favorite cartoons when I was a kid, and if I had, like, gun to head, if I had to choose only three, it would be, and this is the original one, okay? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original one, all right? Not that new anime-looking bullshit they have now, all right? Scooby-Doo, oh yeah, and Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Bruh. Those shows were the shit, and I would physically fight anyone who says otherwise. Chip and Dale's Rescue Ranger, Chip and Dale, da 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 da. All right, so that was my jam. Wait, it is Scooby Dooby Dooby, where are you? We got some work to do now, Scooby. That was my jam. Tell me that those shows weren't great. And my favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, hands down, Raphael. He was a smartass, and I loved him. I love a good smartass martial arts fighting turtle. All right, so let's get on to this next story. So this couple, they also wanted to indulge in some of their old cartoons that they watched when they were kids. All right? By the way, let me know in the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook or on my podcast Twitter page at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. What was your top three favorite cartoons that you used to watch when you were growing up as a kid? I just want to know. Let me know. All right. So this next story, it reads, one time my wife and I got really high. She told me how bad she wanted to watch some old cartoon TV shows. So I get to looking up free TV shows, and I'm looking for a long time. I start reading to her the options, and she came over to sit with me and look at the shows too. Then she just started laughing, and she explained to me that I wasn't looking at a website. I was just looking through Google Images at pictures of old Cartoon Network TV shows. Yeah, they were high. He was hella high. Or she. It just says my wife. There's no pronouns to the person telling this story. But this person was high as fuck. And you know what? It's not their fault. I'm picturing just scrolling through. Oh, yeah. This is great. Oh, yeah. We should watch this. Holy shit. This is great. This is not their fault, though. It's not their fault. Because Google Images is amazing whether you're high or not. Google Images is amazing. Google Images is like the original Pinterest. It is. Or Pinterest, however you say it. Damn it. Okay? And I'll admit,
I too have gotten lost in the GIs before. That stands for Google Images, by the way, for those of you who didn't pick that up. But the moment when he realized what he was doing or what she was doing must have been the most hilarious moment for them. It must have been. So thank you, highstories.tumblr.com. You know, and listen, I'll be honest with you. I've actually never really understood Tumblr. It looks like maybe it was like another version of Reddit, but you could have your own profile page or something. I don't know. I just miss MySpace. So whatever. My MySpace page was fire. Okay, you'll never guess what song I had playing in the background of my MySpace page. Well, you know, you're not going to, I'll tell you. It was, I'm kind of ashamed to tell you. I don't know why. It was a good song. But it was Tila Tequila, Paralyze. That was my jam. You remember Tila Tequila, guys. Come on. Tila Tequila was a beautiful Asian woman who was bisexual, and MTV gave her her own reality show, like a dating show. It was kind of like Flavor Flav, but with her and with men and women going after the same person. It was great. It was so great. It was so before its time. It was so awesome. Yeah, she sang. She had a couple of songs, and I got to tell you, Paralyzed? That was a banger. Is it Paralyzed or Paralyzing Me? I think it's just called Paralyzed. It's so good. Okay. I'm going to go to the next story now because I feel embarrassed and I don't know. I shouldn't be. Damn it. Tila Tequila was super hot when she was hot. All right. Early 2000s, Tila Tequila. Fuego. Tila Tequila now? Let's just go to the next episode. God. Tila Tequila. It. I haven't thought about her in a long time. Google her. Like, Tila Tequila, like, you know, circa early 2000s. Yo, she was fine. Like, I wanted to be on the show, too. I was like, hey. Hey, Tila. What's up, boo? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, let's keep it going with highstories.tumblr.com. This is another short one, but it made me laugh out loud, so I had to share it. And to be honest, that's pretty much how it goes when I'm looking for stories to share with you guys. I read millions of them in one night in the dark by myself. And and the ones that I share are the ones that made me verbally or physically react to what I read. So if my body needs to externally show me that I'm entertained, then that's a story that I share. Anyways, I feel like I have to burp. Am I good? Okay. Anyways, that was odd. I'm getting old. It reads, my friend blazed in his car, then fell asleep like he always does. Eventually, a cop walked up to the window and told him to show him ID, which in his stoned days, he handed him $5 and went back to sleep. So high. First of all, I cannot. Okay. I just the idea of being around a cop while high would sober me up so fucking fast. Like, oh my God. And I mean, he gave the cop $5 and then went back to sleep. He went back to sleep. Just to sleep. It makes no sense. It's just, I cannot. I wonder what happened next. Like, what did he keep the $5 and walk away? And be like, all right, this is technically a bribe, but I need gas in my car. Or I'm hungry, I want a hot dog, or whatever the fuck. Like, what happened next? I need a part two. Actually, this story kind of reminds me when I was with a friend of mine, and we were on the highway in Atlanta. I think we're like 75 north, headed to Atlanta. And he was doing like 75 in a 65 zone, okay? 65 mile an hour zone. But he was like, also, like, changing lanes really frequently, just kind of weaving out of traffic and stuff. And he drives a Dodge Charger. And, you know, people who have those cars are fucking assholes on the road. They just are. It is what it is. You know, oh, my car is fast and it's big and it's muscly looking, so fuck everybody else on the road. That's how they drive. I fucking hate it. Anyways, he's going in and out of lanes and stuff like that. And he's going at least 10 to 15 miles over the speed limit. And my asshole friend, okay, he's speeding and doing this, and we end up behind a Georgia State Highway Patrol cruiser, Georgia State Trooper car, okay, My asshole friend proceeds to speed past the cop car, then get in front of said cop car, and then continue to speed down the highway as if everything is okay. Okay, and when I tell you I was terrified, bitch, I kept looking out the side mirror, and I'm just waiting for those blue lights. Just waiting. Oh my God. Well, luckily they never came, but I swear I did not take my eyes off the side mirror until that cop car was out of sight. And every now and then I would just turn around and look behind us, just waiting for those blue lights. I looked at my friend and I said to him, I said, "Don't you ever do that white shit around me ever again." He laughed because he thought I was playing. I wasn't. But I was so angry. Like, my tone sounded like I was playing because I couldn't believe it. I was just like, what the fuck? You know, I was low key pissed because, first of all, I'm black. Okay. And we tend to get shot for no fucking reason. All right. So we laughed at that. We laugh at it now. Okay. But at the time, I was furious. And I wasn't high, by the way, okay? I wasn't, I swear. But this dude's story reminded me of that for some reason, and I had to tell you. But my friend was black, by the way. He wasn't white. But that was some white-ass behavior. That was some white privilege, like, oh, they're not going to stop me kind of behavior. No. He's light-skinned, though, so he get away with it. I said, don't do that white shit around me ever again. Don't you ever... bitch, furious, furious. Let's get on to this next story. I'm about to text that motherfucker and remind him about that. You son of a bitch, we almost died. Oh God, this shit is crazy. Okay, so this is our last, you know, I was too high story. This is great. Welcome back to the show, BuzzFeed.com. Glad to be able to close this out with you. This story is just the funniest thing I've heard in the last 3 seconds. and it's the cautionary tale of why you shouldn't buy things online while you're high. I've bought some crazy things just randomly, like in stores, grocery stores, liquor stores while high. Like, I've purchased some crazy things, but... luckily, I've never purchased anything online while drunk or high. Never done it. Thank goodness, because I don't have the money to make those kind of mistakes. Anyways, the story reads, while I was high, my husband and I were discussing a certain sex thing that we wanted to do that required a dildo with a suction cup. I went online to order one, and apparently, in my intoxicated state, I failed to check the length. And it arrived a few days later. I'm laughing because I know what's going to happen. I opened the box and found a monstrous 3-foot dong, which was a tad long for our purpose. Okay, a 3-foot dong. Okay, if it's that long, it's probably wide too. This bitch doesn't say nothing about the girth or the circumference of this dick. Of this plastic rubbery dick that he or she purchased. Okay. Why was that not discussed? This motherfucker must have a cavernous pussy or asshole. I don't know. Anyways, I wish I could have been there to see them open that package. I'm open that box. I don't know. There are so many, that's what she said, moments happening. I can't. But question, I do have a question though. Why is there even a 3-foot dildo? Why is it even a thing? Who is using that? Goodness. Like who was just thinking, I can't wait to go home and fuck my 3-foot dildo. So horny. What? That is like a whole like person. That's like, well, I don't want to give it an age cause that's gross. This has gone left very quickly. Think of I think legally, if you're considered to be a little person, or I don't know what the politically correct term is. I know I can't say midget,
I don't know if dwarf is offensive either. I'm not really sure, but little, you know what I'm trying to say. I think you have to be under 4'8" to be considered that, I think. So when you think about it, this 3-foot dildo is just a little bit shorter. And that's a lot, okay? That's too much to go inside of anyone. That's, you're giving birth at this point, okay? I don't even think, you can't, can you return items like that? I don't think you can. Fuck, man. Okay, dildos, vibrators, and strap-ons are already expensive when they're 7 inches long, let alone 3 fucking feet. Okay, normal size ones are like, what, between $50 and $200, I think, depending on the brand or the features that it may have. Don't ask me how I know this. It's none of your damn business. I'm just educating you on the facts here. I want to know how much this couple spent on this 3-foot dong that is essentially just an oversized paperweight at this time. What, do they keep it in the garage? Like, what? If you're not going to use it for its purpose, then, and you can't return it, do you throw it away? Or do you have your money's worth and just show it to friends as a joke? Like, oh, we were so high and we bought this. Like, what? I have so many questions. Can you imagine a 3-foot dildo just sitting in your home somewhere? Just la-di-da-di-da, la-di-dee. Like, what the fuck? That is a lot. And I just wish I could have been there when they opened that, when that box came, when that Amazon package arrived. I want to know what appeared. I want to know what happened, what occurred. I want to know what happened. That's a lot. Listen, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's, I don't know, don't order things online while you're fucked up. All right. Dildos can also be like huge cups and microwaves, all right? They might not fit. Just be careful. Professionally silly life rules, people. Okay, just be careful. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I really do. If you did, let me know on the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly or on the Professionally Silly pod group on Facebook. Check out the podcast Instagram as well while you're at it. It's the same name at It's Pro Silly. Also, if you want to join in on the silly and you have some stories that you want to share, maybe you've got your own something crazy happened to me story, you know, or I got so high this, or you got a scary, funny, embarrassing, paranormal story that you want to share, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I would love, love, love to make some listener episodes together. Okay, so, oh, also, you can leave me a message on my, on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. You can leave me a voicemail or a text message, and I'll put you on the podcast unless you say otherwise. I would love, 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 love to hear from you. I did have someone that called the, my Google Voice number about 4 or 5 times in a row, and they left me a message saying that they called too many times because they wanted to just talk to me. It's not that kind of phone situation. You're going to leave a message or a text, and I may text you back. I might call you back if I feel like it. But if you call me 4 or 5 times in a row, okay, you're going to creep me out a bit, and I'm not going to hit back. So please don't creep me out. Otherwise, I'd love to hear from you. I also want to thank you guys so much for coming back every week. It means so much to me that you're hanging out here with me. And if this is your first time listening, I hope I didn't scare you off.
is this one of those marijuana podcasts? I mean, ish.
Sometimes I'm high when I record, but not today. It's whatever, which is weird that I'm not. Oh, no, it's not. I don't have any. I'm out of money. So, makes perfect sense. Anyways, hope you can decide to come back, new listeners, and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly on this podcast. If you would like to support this podcast, you can by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that, because it is super important for the show. It's really the only way to help my podcast grow. And I do need your help in order for it to do that. Right now, we had 193 episodes as of right now, and I'm really, really excited about that. We're going to make it to 200 before you know it, all right? And just leave a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts. Really does help the Professional Silly Podcast do exactly what I needed to do, grow. So share this podcast with a friend and let's have some fun together. All right, let your friends know, let your buddies know that this podcast is available. It's available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Okay, and more. I'm just really glad that those of you that come back every week are enjoying yourself and chilling out with me. It makes me feel so good that I have regular listeners who are enjoying themselves and just shooting the shit with me. That means a lot to me. It really does, you know? If you really do enjoy the Professionally Silly Podcast, not really do, but if you would like to, you want to help out and you can support my silly content by making monthly donations, and this can be done right here on the Anchor app. So that'd be great. You can help this podcast continue to flow and help move the silly forward. You can donate as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. Or you can always go ahead and check out my PayPal at www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones and help me keep the silly flowing. Check out the show notes for more bonus information. Wow, my mouth just does not want to work right now. Check out the show notes for more bonus information. Got social media stuff for my personal stuff, as well as my podcast, social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTubes, all that good stuff. You're going to love it, love it, love it. You can also snail mail me at P.O. Box, if you'd like to, P.O. Box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me anything you want, and I will open it right here on the air and post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. That'd be fun, right? Yay! Watch me open stuff! I already do that on my channel, but it's a lot of fun when you get something from someone and you're opening it and you're sharing it with your viewers or your listeners. It's the fucking best. I love it. Once again, guys, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Stay silly, loves, and I'll see you guys next week.